When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I used to think James Earl Jones sang this song.
Oh, yeah.
I asked my dad, I was like, why does Darth Vader sing this song? He's like, that's funny, but it's not the same person.
Who is it?
Hell if I know. Some old white dude back in the 50s.
Wow.
You're a sourdough and something sandwich. Shout out, Nick Baronis. I think I'm saying your name right. 37,693 minutes. Listen, top 5%. Some are sicker than others.
That's right.
45-week listening streak. Praise be,
that's
baby.
That's how I know he's a listener, that some are sicker than others, because I've been saying that for 37,693 hours.
From the 913, I'm now a top 15%. Who knew? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. I found it. Top 10%. We'll take it from the 816. Oh. From the 815, 36,180 minutes.
Whew.
Ah, my favorite JT song, Richard in a Box. 40,000 minutes in 2024. Dave, listen every day. Shout out, Dave.
40,000. Wow. Way to go, Dave.
Wow. From the 913, been listening since 2013. Had 42,768 minutes, top 5%. Thanks for being the best part of my mornings for over a decade. Merry Christmas, y'all. Also, Dirty Werewolf has been great addition. You too, Mac. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.
Just so you know, I picked Dusty and Mac, so if anybody has any problems with them, you can point at me.
No doubt. Just keep us along. Somebody says, I don't change the channel from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. every day. Thank you for making my gig at work easy. Thank you. Again, tonight, Fan Friday Football Show, Sean Barber, myself, Des Moses, Independence location, Buffalo Wild Wings. Hope to see you there. $5, 22-ounce Bud Lights, other deals as well.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, giggled over here. But it's Friday at 9. Let's get to Richard's of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
That reminds me of Kirk Cousins going, you like that?
You like that?
Have you seen that video where the guy says you're not that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But is Kirk Cousins doing that now? You like that?
You like that?
I mean, he should. I mean, he has a stiff no-trade clause and has a lot of money already guaranteed and can make more.
That dude has $25 million owed to him next year.
They need to just put him in the Hall of Fame for his financing abilities.
Oh, he should give a masterclass on that.
He should.
Yeah.
I saw a video of Penix working out, and they show Cousins standing. He looks kind of sad. I was like, oh, feel bad for you, bro.
Well, I mean.
Somebody's asking, how are people finding this info? So if you found the info, you can let us know. Text line 913-586-7965, and then we can
I know when I clicked on the app at the beginning of the week, it popped up, and then I haven't seen it again. I think it's one of those things where it shows you once, and then maybe it doesn't show you again. I don't know.
Who wants to go first, Adventure of the Week?
You're on the list.
First.
Yeah.
But it's not the one I'm going to use.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so as I'm telling Bob this story, I see him grinning like Tim Curry in Home Alone 2 as he's seeing that I'm becoming this person of age. So I have a huge issue with this person who lives across the street from me. I went to Twitter about it last night, and I'm coming to the air.
Oh, you are kidding. Oh, you went to social media.
I did, because when I... technically, when I go to social media, it's either be entertaining or to ask a question that I don't honestly know the answer to.
Now, before you get into who this is, did you post a video of this so people could see? Okay.
No video yet. So across the street from me is this elderly woman, sweetheart, total nice lady. Her name is Faye.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I believe it is her son that lives with her. Kind of a rough guy. Don't really know what he does. Kind of, if you saw him, you'd be like, okay, yeah, tough, you know, rough guy. Showed up about a year ago, hasn't left ever since. I don't know what the hell he's doing. But now he's, just never know what he's like, what his job is. But apparently now he drives a semi truck and he has this rig parked across the street from my driveway and has it running all night long. From 6 p.m. to when I left the house this morning.
How long has this been going on for?
For this entire week.
Wow.
Not only that, this Richard is parking in the opposite direction of traffic. It is a
semi. That drives me nuts too.
It's a semi with the stuff on the back, not just the truck. I mean, the whole thing,
the whole 18 wheeler,
the thing you see on the highway.
Like this thing going by right now, basically.
It's bigger than that.
Yeah. But so he has the trailer and the cab.
Correct.
Isn't that illegal?
So that's why I went to Twitter last night. Now here's the thing. I know it's diesel, all that. I know diesel can gel. When it's like 20 or below, or maybe it's like 30 below. It got to that at like 2 o'clock this morning. You need to be running that thing at 6 p.m. and you can literally hear it through our windows. Like when we turn everything off, you can literally hear. Like I'm like, dude, first off, that's got to be illegal to have it like, I don't know, a street in a neighborhood to have a gigantic semi park the opposite way of traffic. Like that can't be right. Not only that, you're running the truck all night long. Are you trying to, like, I don't know what's going on.
All right.
Am I a jerk? No. Am I the Richard? Or is that a Richard move by the neighbor?
That guy's an ass.
This guy sucks.
Yeah, this guy does suck. Sorry, pal. You got to call the cops.
Me?
Yeah, somebody does. I mean, like, if you don't, is anybody else going to call the cops and say, like, we can't have this, man. Like, this guy's running his truck. Like, I don't care about you because what you are doing is selfish and affecting everybody else on the block. And it's having an impact on many different homes.
But he's
not
sleeping in the truck. He sleeps in the house. I watch him go in.
Yeah.
Like the other morning, we walked out the same time he had the vest on, and I almost pulled a Larry David and was like, hey, you got to run that thing all night.
And if you're going to run that thing all night, isn't there like a Flying J somewhere around there where he can go find a place to park?
Exactly.
And, you know, like, no. What he's doing is selfish. What he's doing is self-centered, and what he's doing is a Richard move because you being selfish and because I can do what I want, you're having an impact on everybody else, pal.
Yeah, the guy sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I literally don't know what he does. The only thing he ever did kind is that my roommate's dog got out and he caught it real quick. So we're like, thank you for that.
That's natural reaction.
But the guy, man, and my roommate just said, 6 a.m. saw him getting in the truck to leave. So 12 hours it was running.
Yeah, no, that guy.
And he's not sleeping in it. He sleeps with his... That was weird. I was about to say he sleeps with his mother. He sleeps in his house with his mother's ass.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, again, I don't want to be that guy, but, like, this guy sucks.
No, he does. I mean, it's been a week. He's still doing it. Yeah. Have you talked to him, though? Or Faye?
No. Faye, I know, but, like, I never see him. Like,
Would you be willing to go over there and knock on the door?
No, not knock on the door. That thing's tainted with cigs, man.
Okay.
I get secondhand smoke just by opening the door.
Okay.
Like, leave a note or something before the cops? Maybe one, like, notion of, like, hey.
Yeah, maybe give him one. Like, say, hey, man, you guys can you turn that off? Do you mind? You're, like, keeping up the whole neighborhood. And if he tells you, screw off, it's a free country, one of those type of dudes, then you call the police.
If someone says, heaven forbid the guy visits his grandma around the holidays between trips. He's living with her.
Yeah, heaven forbid
it's
you turn your car off.
It's his exactly. mother.
Or heaven forbid, go to the truck stop, leave it there, take an Uber.
I don't know. I'm tired of
like people. Oh, heaven forbid this guy does it. No, heaven forbid he's messing up the entire neighborhood.
Like running the truck all night. You can definitely hear it.
Yeah, no. No. That's not your issue. That's his issue.
This 913 says, I'm a truck driver. That's not legal in most neighborhoods.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Surely not. No. I mean, it is literally like when you drive home today and you get ready to get on 69 to go home and you see those trucks, that truck is literally across the street from me running all night.
You need to post a video of this.
Yes, I agree.
So just make sure you understand.
giving away any locations. But yeah.
Somebody says I should just go give them an extension cord from my garage and tell them Merry Christmas. if that's all it takes.
So that's funny because we had one school bus in my town when I was growing up, and you know it was diesel, and it was, in the wintertime they would always have it plugged in. We would try to unplug it to try to get school canceled. Never worked.
Never worked.
All right. All right, mine this week, pretty simple. I'm just going to say Doug Gottlieb. I mean, this guy's a Richard. He's wondering why everybody's piling on. This guy's been a Richard to people for 30 years, stealing from teammates at Notre Dame. I've heard other stories about this guy. Like, this is why people are piling on, because you have been a Richard to everybody else. You're a pompous, arrogant ass, and it's called schadenfreude. When you dump on people the happiness of the misfortune of others, everybody's going to watch it happen, and everybody's going to watch it burn, and everybody's going to pile on. Because for 30 years, Doug Gottlieb has kind of been a Richard to everybody else. I've been places where he's been there and whatnot, and I just, you know, he just gives off that vibe. So Doug Gottlieb gets it for me.
Well, that's a good one for me. Simple as well. I'm going to go Tim Settle.
Never heard of him.
There it is. Yeah, Texans D lineman who tried to talk trash. Guy. Yeah, that guy. Exactly. Yeah. Tried to talk trash to Patrick Mahomes. But I'm kind of, you know, I've kind of wavered to Dusty on this one. I love it. I'm excited. It's getting me more pumped up for tomorrow. I'm ready to see this guy get wrecked. Mahomes, you mentioned on your What's in the Script, Bob, he's going to look the best he has and the most efficient he has all season. Get ready, Settle.
Yep.
Somebody says, Dusty, if you were married, your wife would make you take care of it. Otherwise, she'd make your life a living hell because she can't sleep. LOL. Yes, I just LOL'd a lot. LOL.
But that is an LOL because all of us that are married, like, get over there and take care of it, Todd.
Somebody says from the 816, Dusty, be careful. I've seen this kind of thing on IDTV. He looks like he's been on Cops, but like the Independence version. From the 816, it sounds like he has no heater core to keep his engine warm during these cold nights. Dusty, go to the truck, turn off the truck, and throw the keys in the bushes. He'll never do it again. That's tough. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can do that.